This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, for the first time ever, Heart and Body. Heart health. Long life. I squandered that in my youth, and it was very expensive. I took my room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Indeed. Well, before we launch into all of this, Rob, my guess is how it's going to be Rob Morse. Rob, if you will, I got calls coming in if you want to help me out with these.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Let me, here we go. Let's go, first of all, to Kakarot in South Carolina. Yes, sir.
How are we doing, gentlemen? Are we having a good day?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great day. Yeah.
Great day. I don't know if you've spoken about this already, Mr. Bill. You probably have, but I'm going to bring it up anyways. You and your fine gentleman there. We had that shooting here in South Carolina.
Yep.
At a bar, at a nightclub. And, well, you happened to have a concealed carry person that just happened to stop a mass shooting from happening. But yet, on the national news, you don't hear anything. And I guess it doesn't fit their agenda to make a big stink about it, you know, about how someone who actually carries a weapon on their side stopped a mass shooting from happening. And I'm also upset with our representatives in Washington. I'm sure several of the local ones here, Jeff Duncan, Trey Gowdy, Milt Mulvaney, and others, know about this happening. And why they haven't gotten down on the floor in the Senate and in the House of Representatives and made a massive statement about this, how guns are actually saving lives out here for the great unwashed masses. I didn't know what y'all would think about that.
Rob?
Kakarot, great to speak with you. I've heard you on the show before. Thank you for calling in. I think you know the reason as well as I. It comes down to votes. Unfortunately, I think some of our politicians agree with us, but they won't pick up any issue that the media won't cover. And I'm going to lay both of, you know, we're looking at two sides of the same coin. If the media won't cover it, in fact, if the media criticizes it, it's a losing issue and it costs the politician votes. And the first and perhaps only job of a politician is to get elected and stay elected. What do you think?
That's their first job, you know, get elected, stay elected, and see if I can't get elected for another four or five terms.
Yeah.
But you and I, Mr. Bill, we both know that it's their agenda. their agenda is to try to remove our rights and our freedoms from us. We know the left. We know the socialists. That is their agenda 110%. But you've got people on the right who are, as you said, want to get reelected, or just they're just playing lily-livered. They're not standing up for the rights of their constituents. They're not doing what they should do. We have a Second Amendment that says if government gets out of hand, it's our job to take back our government. Also, it's our right to protect ourselves as human beings, period, whether we have a government or not. It's my right to be able to protect myself and my family. So you have this event that happened where someone actually did that, protected other people, but nothing is said. And, it just really bugs me that the media is silent about it.
Well, one of the things, now, I'm not even sure if the House is currently convened. I think they've taken a recess. So that may be one reason. They may be traveling. Because I know they're gone, because right now the sit-in fundraisers, they were talking about, when we get back on the 5th of July, watch out, we're going to be coming for you. Yeah. So they're out there already promising to...
promising their promises.
Yeah, they're promising their promises. So that may be part and parcel of it, but the thing that I think you're asking is the thing that I've always been asking. Why is it that they never get out there and get specific? No, occasionally they do and say, well, you know, guns, long guns don't ever, you know, they'll use how often long, but they never get specific. They never get get into the cost and benefit analysis or anything. So
the only thing that they're specific on is assault rifles.
Right.
I can't buy an assault rifle unless I pay a $3,000 tax. You know, and in a, what, I mean, Cain killed Abel with what, an assault rifle? You know.
If you buy one today, it's an antique, too. They're 30 years old. You can't buy, you know.
Well, gentlemen, y'all have a fantastic evening, and I'll hang up now and continue listening on the internet here.
Thank you kindly.
Y'all have a good night.
All right. Yeah, that, I did
before
talk.
Yes, before we go on, Bill, I think Kakarot is peeling back a mask that the media wears. They would like to say that they are for the little guy, that they support the disempowered civilian. In fact, they detest us.
Oh, yeah.
They detest, you know, the masses, and they want us made helpless. That's as paternalistic as it comes.
Yeah, they and they're not really interested in protecting us. That's the thing. They're not interested in protecting us, and at the same time, they know. I mean, did you see Charlie Rangel the other day when he got out there and said, "Well, I think it should be hard for everybody to get you know," in his Charlie Rangel voice, because he speaks like no other person I've ever heard.
Right.
He said it should be really hard to get a permit, and then somebody said, "Well, what about you being guarded?" "Oh, well, now I think we need to be guarded with guns, don't you?"
Yes, I did see that, and it turned my stomach. But you know what makes me just furious about that? His voters knew his character was like that. Charles Rangel didn't change stripes. His voters support him just the way he is and have for years. Shame on him and shame on them.
Well, the problem with New York is that New York has been under the Sullivan Act since the days of Tammany Hall. I mean, early, you know, turn of the century. They don't know any better. They, you know, you take a New Yorker that's lived in one of the five boroughs and bring him to any other place, take him to Louisiana where you're at, South Carolina where I'm at, they go into culture shock.
What's so much fun is you'll see I'm going to call them foreigners, from New York, travel down to, even New Jersey, some of the gun, our friend Anthony Calandro in New Jersey, get them to Texas, and it's like, gosh, you know, is it safe to drink the food and eat the water?
Yeah.
Can I touch anything here? No, that you can shoot, and their eyes get really big. They go. Then you give them a full auto with the gray switch on.
We're going to get into that. We're coming up on the break. We'll get into self-defense gun stories when we get back. We'll be right back.
born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health. Long life. I squandered that in my youth, and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract.
This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Heart and Body, check them out. My guest this hour, from a lot of different places at any given time, is Rob Morse. And come to talk self-defense gun stories. Is it Jenna Meeks with you this week, Rob?
Yes. We just posted the 19th episode. It was with Jenna Meeks. It was great to have her back. I only get to talk to him every couple of months. I you know, need to keep in touch. It's old home week.
Yes. Old home week. Okay. So, what have you got for us first? We've talked about the playoffs nightclub thing, which if you want to get into a few more details besides that, you can. Or if you want to move on, let's do that as well. I'm wide open.
Let's do this, and I think the two will merge toward the end.
Roger that.
The first one is... could happen to anybody. It could happen next door. Several months ago, a young woman was assaulted and battered by her boyfriend. Police issued a warrant for his arrest. He wasn't arrested, and he continued to threaten the woman and her child. She didn't feel safe in her home. She moved in with her 76-year-old father. You know, that's not that uncommon. Here's how the story took a different twist. Average weekday morning, the ex-boyfriend breaks out the family room window of her dad's home. The ex-boyfriend was also armed. So was the woman's father. The father shot the intruder several times, striking him in the legs. That stopped the attack. The ex-boyfriend, when he gets out of the hospital, he did survive the attack, will again be arrested. This time, it's more than a piece of paper to stop him. What's interesting, and you go, oh, obvious, what the story didn't say, and I looked for it, it happened about 5 in the morning. That's at best in the dim, maybe in the dark. Did the dad have a lot of indoor lighting? How, you know, unless you've practiced with your firearm, you might be wondering what those things are on the top of the barrel that you can't see in the dark are. We call them sights. And if you get a lot of practice, you can shoot without them. Actually, it's fairly straightforward once you start to practice it. We were trying to figure out why he shot the guy in the leg, whether it was on purpose or he was just aiming low because he didn't have good kinesthetic point of aim.
One of the things that I've wondered about this, because when I was in the military, we did night firing. And back then, we didn't have optics. So the way we did night firing was we would perch our head and put it in line with the entire length of the barrel. Our chin and nose and eyes would be, it'd be sort of like a boxing exercise where we were lining up. And we would peer over the end of the rifle, no more cheek weld or anything like that. And we could hit our target like that. If it was semi-close, you know,
right.
at 50 meters, of course, you can't even see your target. So, but you could, you had a pretty good chance if you saw it to be able to hit it. How do people train to shoot handguns in the dark?
Well, some people have night sights.
Right.
But remember, that's a great question, and it's a delicate issue because you and I have to identify our target. So, in general, carry a flashlight. But the other, it amazed me, Bill, if you practice, I was at a recent session with Paul Carlson up at Safety Solutions.
Yes, I know.
Soon. We'll get you there. Come on.
Okay.
We presented so quickly that the gun wasn't raised to your face and then extended. It was just bang. It's at full extension and the sights are lined up and then you can continue the trigger press. So, with practice, you know, maybe in my case, about 1,500 rounds in 2 weeks, it's there. You know where that firearm is. It's aimed. It's pointed. You do it, you'll get the shots on your point of, I'll call it the target, your point of intent, what you're looking at. It goes back to the old instinctive shooting that then people did when the gun was lower, chest height, or even from the hip. We're reinventing it. We can call it night shooting. And we do have little tritium vials that they didn't have then.
I got something all over my face. I'm sorry, I was wiping it. I'm drinking coffee. I had a very hard day today, so I'm drinking coffee, and I just sort of doused myself a little bit. So. I didn't get anything on the electronics, though. That's the delicate dance you play.
Right. Please, not a workplace accident. They're so hard for Obama to explain.
I don't know how. It would probably sound quite bad. I'm sure Daniel on the other end would be hurting because of the sound of me electrocuting. That'd be bad. Think of the ratings.
Particularly since you're talking about heart health. No, let's not do that. Don't do that to me. What? How much longer till the next break, Bill?
We got a minute and a half.
Well, I'm going to set this one up.
Okay.
You and I have walked past any number of small shopping centers, you know, the backside of a strip mall, and you see an employee out the back taking a break, probably taking a smoke. It was right around noon, maybe just had lunch at the store, came back, was having a smoke out back.
Right.
He probably wasn't armed. And because he's got the door open, he puts the entire staff and the customers of that store at risk. In my own area, I had a restaurant. That's how the robbers made their entry. In our next story, it was from Peoria, Arizona. They were robbing, what was it? Oh, a smoke shop. And that's how they got in.
Yeah, I used to deliver to those things. And I'll help you out with the setup on this when we get back. Rob, you can catch Rob at the Polite Society podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, episode 19 now. He is a writer at ClashDaily.com, Ammoland.com, and he has his Slow Facts blog. So he's out there. Go check him out. Quite a bit of material. I like to say that I put out a lot of stuff. I don't put out nearly as much as Rob. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Indeed. Indeed. There'll be more about this coming up soon. I'm going to be doing some giveaways for those of you that want to take my advice, because believe me, it's worth taking. Joining me again from Louisiana, formerly from California with a K, now from Louisiana, where he can carry a gun and defend himself and all that other stuff, is Rob Morse. Well, and you're about to talk about back doors. Well, let me set this up for you.
Yes.
You will let me. After I got out of the military, I was a route delivery driver. And 9 times out of 10, when you're delivering to a restaurant, it's going to go in the back door.
Right.
So the back door is a secured area. It's not left open. It's normally locked. There's a lot of reasons for that. And normally a manager has to let you in or out. That's to keep stuff from walking out of the place and everything else. And one of the times I drew my gun in self-defense was at a back door when I was delivering, when somebody thought they'd get in my truck and, that was the way they were going to go. But when those things are open, they are normally wide open. So.
Right.
Please proceed.
store owner and his son were working in the back office. An employee was taking a break out back, and then a armed and masked robber approached that employee outside the building. Give me your money. Come on, the guy doesn't have any. So the employee led the robber up through the store to the other clerk who was working at the cash register. As he did, that's when the owner and his son saw the robbery in progress. They saw their employees held at gunpoint. The robber then demanded money from the owner and his son as well. The store owner's son drew his firearm and shot the thief several times. He was alive when the medics picked him up and transported him to the local hospital, but he died at the hospital. None of the employees or the customers in the store were injured. As you can imagine, nobody goes to work, you know, particularly you go visit your dad at the family store. You don't think you're going to have to kill somebody that day. He was extremely upset after the news media recorded him going, why did he make me do that? Why did he make me kill him? More to the point, when you think about what might have happened if he hadn't, here you had at least four, maybe many more. We don't know how crowded the store was at that time. People facing an armed attacker. This man stopped mass murder.
Sure.
And it barely makes the news in that regard.
You know, that's when I had to pull both times I pulled a gun, it was a matter of time. If they did not head the other way,
right,
I was going to shoot them. And if, you know, once you present a firearm on somebody, if they keep coming at you,
oh man,
yeah, you really don't have a whole bunch of choices at that point,
right?
Because they are clearly nutty. Right. You, if you're going to walk into or run at or walk into or however you want to put it, if somebody's got a gun on you and you're going to make a move towards them, and you have the option to run away and have a pretty good reasonable assumption they're not going to shoot you as you do it, you do it. And right. if they're not, then you are basically making somebody shoot you. So I can understand where that kid was saying, I wish he hadn't made me do that. But at the same time, at least he was there to make that statement.
Bill, you probably engaged someone at a distance and they weren't a lethal threat. Well, no, they were. Otherwise, you wouldn't have presented.
They were in my truck, and I stuck my Glock 22 in their eye socket.
Yeah, yeah. That was the subtle message. But here, I mean, it's a hostage situation. There's no negotiation.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Every word you say puts your employees, I've done that twice, life at risk. What is there to talk about? I want to see if we can get in one more before the break. What do you think?
We got 3 minutes, go.
There had been trouble at this house in Everett, Washington before. Months ago, it had been burglarized and a firearm stolen. This time, two masked and armed robbers kicked in the front door. It was just before 5 in the morning. Seems to be a popular time for a robbery. They held the residents at the front of the house at gunpoint and sprayed them with pepper spray. There was a roommate living at the back of the house. He heard the attack. He came out with his gun drawn. He saw his roommates held at gunpoint and fired. He killed one of the robbers. The second one escaped. Again, there's no time at all to go, hey, what you doing with your gun pointed at my friends? Are you That's how you get people killed. That's I don't care how good you think you can talk. One down, one ran. Good job.
What you're describing is crucial decision making skill, which is that's really hard to teach. And I honestly believe that either if you're very well drilled, that was the whole thing about the military. It was over and over and over and over again to where, you know, the decision making process was changed from what's my next step? What's my next step? What's my next step? We were just going through our training. This is, you know, all those inspirational stories with the sergeant right before he's killed by the giant arachnid says, remember your training, you know.
Right.
That's what that's about. And for a civilian who's never been involved in something like that or never, you know, I think it largely becomes a matter of instinct. What are they going to do? And either it's not something you can just teach somebody. So,
well, but Bill, every person who's listening to my podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who's listening to your program is asking those questions. Can you, you know, if our neighbor next door, in fact, someone in one of the firms I work, she goes, oh, I'm not worried. I have a gun. It's in a box with a magazine. It's separate. It's away from her. I don't think she's thinking about these situations. It's going to take her a long time to spin up. So thank you to all our listeners. You're preparing yourself to respond correctly in times of stress. You're doing your homework. Thank you.
I thank you as well. I think it's splendid that, and that's the thing. Most of the people listen to me. I mean, I trained with one of them, and I'm going to train with Dr. John sitting there right now, and I know we're going to train, me and you and him.
Yep.
So, you know, that kind of thing is invaluable, that kind of different perspective. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, more self-defense gun stories with Rob Morse. And we're gonna talk some more. I'm sure there'll be more crucial decision-making stuff. All right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health. Long life. I squandered that in my youth, and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. I take this stuff real serious now. Join me. Join me in taking care of this system that we call the body. My guest this hour is Rob Morse of so many different things.
It's great to be back with you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for joining me. Which it's actually pretty good because normally I'm contacting Rob like, you know, 5 minutes before the show. Rob, will you be my guest tonight?
Sure. And I go, who died? Why the panic?
Planned, wasn't it? Right? This is relatively planned for us because he like emailed me last night, and I was like, yeah. That's pretty good. That's like 12 or 15 hours there, Rob. No, it's 24, man.
Yeah, 24. Without being out of breath, we could set this up.
Yeah. So anyway, another self-defense gun story for us, if you would be so kind.
A man in Dayton, ordinary day, lying in bed at 6 in the morning. That's where you find me most days at that time, that's when a burglar used a hammer to break through the homeowner's back door. By the time the homeowner was awake, aware of what was going on, sits up, there's a guy in the room. Not only that, the guy says he's going to kill the homeowner. The homeowner grabs his gun from his nightstand and shoots the intruder. The homeowner told police, and I quote, "He said he had a gun, so I shot him," close quote. The did intruder was on probation after a conviction for aggravated burglary with a deadly weapon. Not his first rodeo. Okay, takeaways. How long does it take you to go to your gun safe?
Well, it depends on where I'm at. I mean, right, my gun safe right now is in my studio. But I never do the show without a gun with me on the console.
Right. I'm wearing mine right now, But okay. At 6 a.m, I'm not. This makes the some people, and I bless their hearts, they have kids. They go, look, I've got to have everything in a safe. And I go, would you consider a quick action safe? It's not that I want it to be more accessible to your children. It's that I want it to be more accessible to you.
Right.
One of my commentators is a locksmith, and he goes, what do you want to bet that the – well, okay. This guy did not need an alarm. Somebody kicked in the back door, actually smashed it with a hammer. Hmm. That made plenty of noise. He heard the entry. But did he have a solid core wood door to his bedroom? And I was thinking, wow, I really want to do that. Buy me another 20 seconds so the lights, you know, even though my eyes are open, I want the lights on inside so that I know what I'm doing and I can go to the bedside safe, get my gun, and I don't have to go hand to hand. Fascinating. Things I wouldn't have think. I learned something every week from these stories.
You know, my biggest problem, and I take a lot of precautions at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I sleep. I mean, I sleep hard. When I was in the military, I had been up for 24 hours.
Wow.
We were in the field, and I'd been up for 24 hours. And they finally allowed me to I was off. You know, I was on downtime. So I go into the tent. It's a little cool. We're up in Kentucky. It's in the winter. We have a heating stove in the tent. Unbeknownst to me, somebody got the mixture wrong and the fuel, because it burned fuel, and the thing exploded. And my lieutenant did everything she could to wake me up, and I slept through all of it.
Wow.
So I don't know what chance I've got if somebody's coming in the house and they kick their door in. They might be able to, like, pose me and some other things while I finally wake up. But I do have plenty of since that time, I've been woken by family members, and I seem to come awake pretty quick on that one. So
right.
My guns are not in a safe. Right. I don't have any small children.
Right.
Right. So where I keep my gun is I've taken a G-code holster and I've affixed Velcro wherever I'm going to keep a gun. And
yes.
Just so I've got the trigger guard.
Yes.
The trigger guard is covered. And yep. Then I just stick it wherever I have to. Sometimes it's with me in my jammies. Sometimes it's my whoopee. But it's always close. It is always close. So.
Right. Do we have time for one more? We got,
Absolutely.
What, a minute, right?
Well, no way. We actually have four.
Okay.
Right. Go.
I think you covered this one, but the reason I liked it was, again, a firearms owner stopped mass murder. A 25-year-old man barged into a busy sporting goods store in Memphis, Tennessee. He demanded money. He demanded it from the store and from the customers. This is where things get a little fuzzy. News reports weren't clear whether it was a store employee or a store customer who took exception to being robbed at gunpoint. In either case, one of the victims was armed with a concealed weapon of his own. He shot the armed robber. The robber was taken to a local hospital where he died. Neither the defender nor the customer, nor any of the customers, in fact, were hurt. One customer said this, I'm only 24. I'd like to grow up and be older. I want to get the heck away from Memphis. That's a quote. People often say, what could one person do if an armed person faced a crowd? You just talked about the two examples in nightclubs. You know, it's really hard to keep track of a crowd. In fact, it's impossible. So hopefully there are many armed people in a crowd, but if there's one, even if there's one, you're hiding amongst many. Many people are moving. This attacker probably turns at some point and gives you the opportunity to get way, way, way ahead of him. If you're looking at a crowd and some person presents, you may not even see it until there's a loud report. So what can one person do? One person can do everything that's necessary to save lives.
Yeah, without a doubt. Somebody with a little bit of presence of mind can make a whole bunch of really good things happen, or bad things, whichever it's going to be. But
they have to listen to your show and come up to speed.
As much as listening to my show. I mean, they need to do like you and John and be out there pulling those triggers. I did the piece on training and train often that you just put out not too long ago.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And the part that I liked about it was you talk about, well, don't go out and buy a new gun. Go out and buy some bullets and go shoot them with your old gun. So I like that.
Go get some advice on how to shoot. Look, if you come on, stop. This is the same advice you've heard for years. You want to get better at hoops? Go join a team where you've got a coach who can train you up. You want to get better playing golf? Go take a lesson and then do what the man tells you. What I particularly liked about that course was that Paul was so good at putting different amounts of stress on each of us, because if it's too close to a classroom environment, the material doesn't reemerge when you're under stress.
You guys are going to have so much fun when you train with me. I am a lunatic when I train. I get all kinds of attitude. I start snarling at the target. I shoot like I'm in a gunfight. You can catch Rob Morse at the Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. Find them on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all these other places on the web. Find them at ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, Slofax WordPress. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.